Chapter 15. And Antiochus, son of King Demetrius, sent a letter from the islands of the sea to Simon, priest and nation chief of the Judeans, and to all of the nation. And its contents were as follows.
King Antiochus to Simon, priest and nation chief, and to the Judean nation, greetings. Since certain pestilent men have gained control of the kingdom of my fathers, I intend to reclaim it, so that I may restore it to its former state. Now I have recruited a large number of mercenary troops and equipped warships, and intend to make a landing in my country and take revenge on those who have ruined our country and laid waste many cities in my kingdom. Now, therefore, I confirm to you all the tax exemptions which the kings before me granted you, and whatever other privileges they released you from. And I authorize you to coin your own money as legal tender in your country. But I also grant that Jerusalem and its holy places shall be free, and all the weapons which you have prepared, and all the strongholds which you have built and now control, shall remain in your possession. And every debt which you presently owe to the royal treasury, and the things which you shall owe to the royal treasury in the future, shall be cancelled for you, now and for all time. But when we gain control of our kingdom, we will greatly honour you, and your nation, and the temple, so that your glory will be manifest in all the earth.
In the year 174, Antiochus invaded the land of his fathers, and all the forces rallied to him, so that few were left with Tryphon. And pursued by Antiochus, Tryphon fled to Dor by the sea, for he saw that evils had converged about him, and that his forces had deserted him. And Antiochus encamped before Dor with 120,000 men, who were warriors, and 8,000 cavalry. And he surrounded the city, and his ships closed in along the coast. And he blockaded the city from the land and the sea, and permitted no one to leave or to enter it. Now when King Antiochus was besieging Dor, he was continuously throwing his armies into position against it, along with the machines he had made. And he shut up Tryphon by preventing anyone from leaving or entering. And Simon sent 2,000 picked men to assist Antiochus, together with gold and silver and sufficient equipment. And he refused to accept the aid. Instead, he broke all the agreements which he had previously made with Simon and became estranged from him. Then he sent Athenobios, one of his friends, to confer with Simon, saying,
"You have control of Yafo and Gezer and the citadel of Jerusalem. These are cities of my kingdom. You have laid waste their territories and have done great harm to the land. And you have taken possession of many places in my kingdom. Now, therefore, give up the cities which you have seized and the tribute money of the places which you have conquered outside the borders of Judah. Or instead, pay me 500 talents of silver for the devastation which you have caused, and 500 talents more for the tribute money of the cities. But if you do not do this, we will come and make war on you.
So Athenobios, the king's friend, came to Jerusalem. And when he saw Simon's glory, and the gold and silver plate on the sideboard, and the rest of his rich display, he was amazed. And when he brought the message containing the king's words, Simon said this to him in reply:
"We have neither seized any foreign land, nor have we taken the property of others. Instead, we have only seized the inheritance of our fathers, which, for a time, had been unjustly controlled by our enemies. Now that we have the opportunity, we are holding on to the inheritance of our fathers. But as for Yafo and Gezer, which you demand, the men of these cities were doing great harm to our people and laying waste our country. However, we are willing to pay you 100 talents for these cities."
And Athenobios did not answer him a word, but returned to the king in fury. And when he brought him a message containing these words, and Simon's glory, and everything which he had seen, the king was angered with great anger. Now Tryphon had boarded a ship, escaping to Orthosion. Then the king established Kendabios as vice general of the seacoast, and gave him forces of infantry and cavalry. And he instructed him to move his camp against Judah, and instructed him to build up Kedron and to fortify Sha'arayim, and to wage war against the Judean people. But the king went in pursuit of Tryphon. And when Kendabios came to Yabna, he began to provoke the people and to make incursions into Judah and to take the people captive and murder them. And as the king commanded him, he built up Kedron and stationed cavalry and other forces there, so that they could go out and patrol the roads of Judah.